If you have some questions to ask after the service, I'll be at the hallway and you are free to do so. Shall we now turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 28? We'll be reading from verses 18 through 20. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for all that you are to us. We pray as we share your word. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Speak through me that your word will go forth with power. And may we all accept and be doers of the word and not just hearers. Give us receptive hearts to receive your word this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The theme for our message this morning is Christians must go and tell the world about Jesus. Christians must go and tell the world about Jesus. Beloved, many 21st century Christians and churches alike have lost their purpose of existence. This is because we have not been living and sharing the gospel that was passed on to us. Before Christ ascended into heaven, he asked the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the filling of the Holy Spirit. He said, when the Spirit comes upon them, they will receive power to be able to preach the word in Jerusalem, in Judea, and every part of the world. But Christians of today are living contrary to why they were called. Some have interpreted verses like this to mean that they need to speak in tongues, sing in tongues, command the Holy Spirit to do what they want for them, always expecting a supernatural encounter from the Lord. Expect signs and wonders. Sow seed with money in the church. However, you and I know about our primary calling from the Lord, and that is why he left us here in the world. Our churches cannot grow if we neglect our calling. Our world will not change if we neglect our calling as Christians. And our country will not change if we neglect our calling. So, beloved, this morning, I want us to realize three things. Number one, we must tell the world about Christ because of the authority of Christ. Christ has all authority. And he has commanded us to go and tell the lost about him. And therefore, whatever shortfalls or whatever shortcomings we have, he has authority over them and therefore will give us that power to be able to go. Some may say, I'm not eloquent. Some may say, I'm shy. and so on and so forth. But Christ has given us the understanding that he has authority over all these shortfalls that we claim we have. When Moses was called the first time in the wilderness, he made the same excuse. He said to God, "Lord, I cannot speak." The Lord asked him one question: "Who made the mouth?" And Moses was quiet. And Moses went, and great things happened in Egypt, as we all know. So if the Lord has commanded us to go today, the only thing we need to do is to obey him, because he has given us the power to do so. All of us sitting down here, we have the power of the Holy Spirit within us. The day we accepted Christ as our personal Savior, that very day the Holy Spirit came to indwell us. And therefore, we have the power of the Holy Spirit. But beloved, the problem here is that many Christians today don't want to go. We say the commission touches on teaching. That is the command. Go and teach. But how can you teach if you don't go? And today, believers sit in their pews more than going out there and telling the world about Jesus. Beloved, do you know that all of us sitting down this morning here, we are all missionaries? The dictionary gave the meaning of a missionary as someone sent to a foreign land. It's not true. Everybody who has accepted Christ as personal Savior and know the Word of God, or can give testimony of what God has done for him, has the ability to tell somebody else. And that is a mission work. You are a missionary in your own area. You are a missionary to your next door neighbor. You are a missionary to your child, your son, your daughter, your wife, your mother, your grandfather, your grandmother. And so, beloved, we don't need to go to Africa or to China or to Japan before we call ourselves missionaries, because you are a missionary here in the United States. And so everywhere you pass, everywhere you go, whether you go to school or your workplace or wherever, you are still a missionary. And you can pass on the word of God accordingly. Some think when Christ said, "Go ye," he was talking only to pastors, to deacons, to elders, and to the disciples. No, the word "ye" means all of us in this room this morning. We are the ye. And therefore, we need to go out there so that the world will know about Jesus. Let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Paul says something in verse 14, which I want us to look at. Paul says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" So you see, when we go out there, then we'll be able to preach the word. We'll be able to herald the word to those who haven't believed in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Lord commanded us to go and tell all nations. All nations include everybody on the face of the earth. And since there are people surrounding you, you are in a neighborhood, you are in a county, you are in a country, that country becomes your mission field. Of course, there are those that need to go to other countries because maybe there are people there who need the word of God in certain areas that the nation itself cannot meet them. And so, if we want the word of God to go to every corner, like the Lord has said, we need to explore our own communities. Because there are people there dying and going to hell without Christ. Secondly, the Lord commands us to baptize those who believe. It means when we go out there and tell them about Christ, they will believe. Some will believe. It is true that not all people will believe, but some will believe. Maybe there's somebody sitting down there waiting for you. The Lord planted you in that community because of that person. What are you doing about him or her? So you need to go out there and tell him or her about Christ. And you see, Christ has given us things to do. First of all, he said we should go. The first thing for us to go is to move out. And when we go, he says we should teach. And when we teach and they believe, then the third thing comes. We should baptize them. How can we baptize somebody who has not believed? And how can they believe if we don't tell them? And how can we tell them if we don't go there? You see the chronology? Yes. Christ was aware of this. That is why he gave it to us. For many years, I have not been preaching from this because I thought it's a popular passage for all. But the Lord spoke to my heart the need that the church and the Christian community, they need this message more than ever. We need this go and tell more than ever. Why? Look at the situation in our countries. Everybody is doing his own or her own thing. Our courts are not favoring Christianity. Presidents are calling on other nations to marry men and men and women and women. Sodom and Gomorrah has come now into our country. And they are being employed into the church. So this is the time for us to go out there and tell about Christ. The one who laid down his life so we can have life and have it more abundantly. They also need to know. So our responsibility today is to go. Beloved, let me tell you something. Many years ago, Great Britain was on top of missions. David Livingstone and the rest went to Africa. Many were saved under their ministry. David loved the place. And this is what he said. So when I die, bury my heart in Africa and send my body to Westminster Abbey and bury it there. Today, Americans are sending missionaries to Great Britain. Many churches have become stores and warehouses. Great Britain have left down their hands and they have denied the Lord. Beloved, what is going on in our world today If we don't take care here in the United States, another country will be sending missionaries to this country. It has happened before, and it can happen again. God is almighty. He knows all things even before they happen. I'm not a prophet. I am a preacher. But the Lord has taught me much to realize that when situations turn this way, He can intervene and make the situation better. So thirdly, the Lord commands us to disciple those who are baptized. How can we baptize them and disciple them if we don't go out there? The Muslims have an adage. They said, if the mountain would not come to Muhammad, Muhammad will go to the mountain. They will not come if we don't go. So it is our time now for us to go and tell them about our Messiah. Beloved, every day in our lives, we see people with bags walking around our communities and our doors and knocking on our doors. They are called Jehovah Witnesses, the Mormons. They go out there every day. And we who have the true religion, what are we doing? Beloved, time has come for us to go. God sent His own prophet to go to Nineveh. He ran away. And the Lord said, Jonah, I will allow a fish to swallow you. Beloved, do we want to be swallowed? Maybe the fish that swallowed Jonah, God is going to send a bigger one to swallow two people at a time. Are we ready for it? Let me remind you also, when the disciples were in their comfort zone in Jerusalem, what happened to them? Persecution. Are we waiting for persecution before we start telling people about Jesus? I don't think so. Time has come. Let us rise and go out there and let the people know about our Jesus. Our Jesus is the great King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He is the Savior of the world. People are parading on our doors telling us about their own Jesus. But our Jesus is the one who died and rose the third day for the sake of the kingdom of God. Then we must tell the world about Christ because of His continuous presence. Verse 20 says, and lo, I am with you all the way. Christ is with us. He said He will never leave us nor forsake us in this business of telling the world. So He is with us. Why are we afraid to go? He is with us. So we shouldn't be afraid. Whatever the circumstances, we should go. He has promised to be with us. And He is with us. He said He's going to be with us in good times and in bad times. Beloved, we are in bad times, and we need to go and tell the world. Because Christ can come at any time. The world is sinking fast. Beloved, if you don't see, I see. The world is sinking fast. What is going on in our world today is not the best. God sent fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. and he can do the same thing in our generation. Let us run away from that by going and telling about Christ. Not all people will listen to us, but we shouldn't be afraid, because the Lord says he's with us. I remember many years ago, I think it was in 1985, I was in New Jersey, and I was staying in the Christian Admiral, that is the ICCC president building. And they are just close by the beach. So every Saturday or some of the days, we go to the beach distributing tracts to people, telling them about Jesus. Some will refuse to take it. Some will even throw hands at us. But we were never discouraged. We continue to distribute the tract. And that is what we need to do today, because the days are evil. The days in which we live today are evil. And this is the time for us to go to the byways and highways and tell the Lord that Jesus is coming again. Beloved, we are doing our best, but our best is not the best. We need to change the tactics, or we need to run. Christ will come soon. I don't know the day. I don't know the time. You either don't know the day nor the time. Why don't we move by his command, that the world may know that Jesus is the Christ? The Lord promises his continual presence in all circumstances. Whatever will happen to us, he knows it. Whether they will receive us or not, he knows it. But he says, we should go. That is the command. The Master is sending us. Beloved, let us listen and go. Whether we are beaten, whether we are killed or not, there is a glorious home for all of us. Paul says, my desire is to go and be with the Lord, but because of you, I have decided to stay. Beloved, let me ask this simple question. How many of us would like to be in heaven tomorrow? How many of us? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. How many of us would like to die tomorrow? You see the problem we have? We want to go to heaven. You die before you go there, but you don't want to die. So how can you be in heaven? So go out there. Whether they kill you or not, heaven is already open for you. But beloved, let me say this. It is a privilege to witness for Jesus. It is a privilege. The reason being, God could have taken us straight to heaven when we are saved, but he decided to leave us here to be his representatives to tell the world. He could have brought angels down to come and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. But he decided to leave you and I. It's a privilege. Let us take that privilege and do our part for the kingdom of God. The Lord promises his continual presence whether the people listen or not. Beloved, we are not soul savers. We are not soul savers. We don't save souls. We witness to souls. Who does the saving? The Holy Spirit. So let us go there and tell them about Jesus and leave the rest to the Holy Spirit. Whether they listen or not, just go. The first missionaries, Harold Johnson and others, they went. Some of them, they never got one soul saved. But today, because of their work, souls in millions are being saved in the places they went. India, China, and all that. And so never worry when you go and nobody will take the track. You have done your part. You have listened to the Lord. He said, go, you went. He said, preach, you preached. Those who receive it, praise be to God. He said, when they receive it, we should baptize them. When we baptize them, we should add them to the church. And when we add them to the church, we should teach them to observe all things he has commanded us. And lo, he is with us, even unto the end of the age. He is coming. I don't know the day, I don't know the time, but he is coming. What account are you going to give to him concerning this passage? Did you go? Did you tell? He will not ask you how many people were saved because you are not the saver. He is the savior. You are not the savior. He is the savior. So don't be afraid. Let us never be afraid what men may say. The only thing for us to do is to go and make sure we tell. Our world is in danger today. Our world is in danger. Go to our cults. Go to our nation capitals and see what is going on there. Christianity is being trampled upon. Should we sit down that this may happen to our Redeemer? The answer is no. The only thing that can stop this is to go and tell. When we go there and tell and people accept Christ as their personal Savior, things will change. Things will change. Time has also come. That leadership will be people who know Jesus as their personal Savior. Things will change. God is able. God is able. He did it during the time of the Israelites. And he can do it today. The only thing is for me and you to go out there and tell them about our Redeemer. Let us endeavor to be obedient to God's word. He command, not I. He said, go ye therefore, not me. I'm just telling you what he has said. And I pray that as some have started going, let us also go. So that at the end, the victory will be his. He is the commander. We are the followers. What do we want to do for Jesus? You know, I remember when Christ was walking to Jerusalem. So at the end, he would die for us. The Pharisees stopped people chanting and shouting and all that, that they should keep quiet. And Christ turned and said, if these people would stop praising God, the stones can rise and praise me. And I believe if we refuse Jesus, the command that he has given to us, he will rain stones, or he will send the angels from heaven to come and witness for him. But that will be a shame to us. So let us do it. Let us go there. For people are dying and going to hell. It is our responsibility to stop that image today. May the Lord bless us. May he give us the desire so that we will obey his command. I always say this. When you come to Ghana and you go to our military compound there, they have a separate place. I said, the commander always in the parade will stand and command the people. The way he says it, I don't understand. But the people, the military people do understand. He will stand in front. He's called Sergeant Major. I don't know who does that in the U.S. Army. But he will stand there and say, and he expects all the people to understand what he has said. If you turn the other way, you will get a big slap. But thanks be to God that he doesn't force us to go. He just said, go. It is for you and I to realize that those who make themselves available are the people God uses. Those who make themselves available are the people God uses. Are we ready to be used by him today? Then let us make ourselves available. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We have heard your word. You have commanded us to go and show it all that we need to do. We pray you help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. Thank you for bringing us together today. In Jesus' precious name, amen.